2 weeks in Europe. About 5 years ago, I invited each of my grandchildren, when they turned 14, to join me for a 2 week trip to anywhere. The year before the pandemic, Cameron, my step-grandson in Ohio, and I drove from Mansfield, near Columbus, to Philadelphia, New York, Boston, Niagara, Toronto, and back to Mansfield, visiting historic places and staying with many friends and family, laughing all the way. Last year, my grandson Lucas and I visited England, seeing the London area, Bath and the Cotswolds, my godson in Manchester, and by chance, the perfectly proper British regatta at Hanley-on-Thames. In June this year, 2024, my grandson Quince from Sebastopol, California, and I spent 2 weeks in Europe. Here's a quick review. Nice in Nantes. We landed in Paris, Charles de Gaulle, took a taxi to Gare Montparnasse, an express train to Nantes, staying 2 nights with my niece, Melissa, and her beautiful family in a small town 20 minutes north. I hadn't visited them in years. Quince, never. We talked, walked, and played, had lunch in their garden, drove to downtown Nantes, and was hosed by the giant wood mechanical elephant. A truly great visit. On to the Swiss Alps. Back to Paris, an express train to Geneva. Changed trains to Interlaken, then train, bus, and gondolas to traffic-free Gimmelwald in the Bernese Oberland Swiss Alps. What's big at 4,500 feet are views and views. Hiking, acclimatizing, cows and cowbells, paragliding, biking, and more views. The Alps are unreal, the paragliding unforgettable. After 5 nights in Gimmelwald, we took the gondola, bus, and train to Bern, the Swiss capital, a beautiful, partly medieval, and very tidy town. Einstein lived there in his youth, which is well described in the local museum. The train from Bern to Geneva stops briefly at the university town of Lausanne. Quince thought this may be a great place to attend university. He speaks French. It's a French-speaking part of Switzerland. More particularly, it's near the Alps for world-class hiking, biking, and skiing. A step up and more intriguing than the University of Colorado. Sardinia, Bronze Age cultures, snorkeling, and Cork. A brief flight from Geneva landed us in Sardinia's capital, Cagliari. After a short tour of the National Archaeology Anthropology Museum, we drove our rent car to a nearby rocky beach where Quince went swimming. The Sardinia coastline is mostly ancient, volcanic, very weathered lava flows. The water is crystal clear, its temperature is perfect. We drove that night to Baramini, the site of the most well-preserved Nuragic village. We dined that evening at a very fine restaurant near the ruins on grilled horse meat steak. It looks and tastes like beef. We couldn't tell the difference. I remember during my childhood in Sydney that our local butcher sold horse meat for our dogs. It's all they ate. This was before manufactured dog chow came to market. The next morning, we were the first visitors at the Neolithic site. Our required guide painted a compelling picture of the small village of perhaps 400 people and their central secure fort. Unlike the large Mycenaean civilization remnants in Greece and Turkey, the Nuragic remains are a very human scale, very understandable. I was transported in time, moved to tears. Snorkeling in Bosa. We drove on to the west coast town of Bosa, where Searchmaster Quince directed us on a rocky path to a locally popular spot for rock jumping into the Mediterranean. I snorkeled. I've dived in the Caribbean, Hawaii, and Australia. After tens of thousands of years of occupation and fishing, the Mediterranean is no world-class snorkel site. But it is beautiful, and many of the fish are familiar. Again, the shoreline was ancient lava flows, no sand. We had dinner at a fancy beach restaurant. After pricey Switzerland, Sardinia was a bargain. Agios. We had a room for two nights at Agios, a quiet, traditional mountain village set below a magnificent granite outcrop in north-central Sardinia. I'd hoped Quince would enjoy trail running, but he'd cut his toe badly on the rocks in Bosa. It was hot, and the sky was heavily overcast from a North African dust storm. However, it's cork country, so we drove to the nearby Calagianus Museum of Cork, demonstrating everything that you would ever want to know about the growing and harvesting of cork. We have similar cork trees in California, but no cork industry. In North Sardinia, the cork trees dot the hills and seem to be randomly harvested every 6 or so years. It's an ancient, traditional, fascinating craft. Agios is 45 minutes from the coastal town of Palau, where we had reservations for a full-day boat cruise among the Maddalena Archipelago, separating Sardinia from Corsica. Our boat was a no-show, but we found another for a memorable day of cruising, swimming, snorkeling, eating, and sightseeing. We had become acutely conscious of how orderly and predictable everything is in Switzerland compared with Italy. If the mantra for global climate change is, be prepared for the unexpected, then Italians, and the French, are already well positioned. Olbia, Charles de Gaulle, and San Francisco. Our EasyJet flight from Olbia to Orly Airport outside of Paris was predictably late. We took an Uber to Charles de Gaulle, checked into our hotel, and tried to take a bus to a local sushi restaurant in Roissy, France. At the bus stop, a waiting airline pilot said his last two scheduled buses just didn't show. Quince and I agreed that once again, this is not Switzerland. Our bus was late, the sushi great. To be safe, we took an Uber back to the hotel. Unlike at U.S. airports, the internal loop train at Charles de Gaulle comes outside, easily accessing the nearby high-rise hotel strip. It's a short walk from the hotels to the train, a real public service, a reminder of how more socialist countries organize to serve citizens. Back in San Francisco, Quince and I drove home with his mom, my daughter, and the family. Felt strange to be back. I can't imagine a better way to enjoy my grandchildren. I have one more venture to go, probably next summer. Half the fun is planning. It's already underway. Thank you for reading, Barry.